AGL delivered a very weak half-year result yesterday. It was down 55% on PCP, 60% on my forecast, and 45% on consensus. So a pretty horrific miss. This was mostly driven by a net $123 million impact from the very difficult wholesale market conditions earlier in the last half. Management maintains that the market conditions then were unprecedented and earnings will recover out to FY25. And look, generally speaking, I agree with this. The price shock in the electricity futures market will drive retail tariffs higher over the next couple of years. The problem is, though, that I think it's likely the government will exert a lot of pressure on the industry to limit tariff increases. We've seen that they're certainly not shy about intervening in markets where they think they need to. Because of this, I'm taking a more cautious view on earnings recovery and reducing my underlying net profit forecast by 14 and 15% respectively across FY24 and 25. Look, the other problem is that while those market conditions in winter were a pretty big shock and hadn't been seen before, the electricity market is still in the midst of a major technological transition. There's an aging coal fleet across the NEM, not just at AGL, price caps from the government that disincentivize new supply and suppress the price signals that we would normally need to see to drive investment. That all leads to the electricity market being a higher stakes arena than it used to be. So, look, it's difficult to explicitly include that in financial forecasts. So instead, I've lifted my WACC by about 50 bips to 7.7%. So that means I'm retaining my hold rating for now. What I'd need to see to be more enthusiastic about the stock, though, is upside opening up if the share price does weaken further, or more confidence in the earnings recovery when we see what happens with the draft DMO in March. It's also possible that AGL could become a takeover target again. You know, there was a 750 takeover offer not that long ago, but it's pretty hard to bank on that being as a base case. So leave it there. Happy to take any questions, though, if there are any.